It is time for us to join David and Marcy, or Marcy and David, however you want to align them up. The BerkshireEdge.com, a one-stop source for news of all of South County, Massachusetts, and sometimes extending beyond that. Always available at the BerkshireEdge.com, the BerkshireEdge.com, and also most of the times, almost 99.99999% of the time here on Wednesday morning on Robin Hood Radio. Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning? Hello? Marcy and David? You guys there?
Well, I'm here. Hi, Marshall.
Hi.
I'm just booting up my computer here.
All right. Where's Marcy? I spoke to her before.
No, she's went to get herself some coffee, I think.
Okay.
No, I mean, just pour it.
All right. Well, we'll get your computer booted up, all right? And we'll go over the stories. I'll bring up story number one anyway while you're booting up your computer. And that is, once again, in spite of the pandemic, New England government rolls on. In Sheffield, the annual town meeting, the actual government passed their budget and also a contribution to the school district. But there was some conflict at that meeting, you report.
Yeah, well, I just want to point out that I think that's maybe true in Connecticut too, but in Massachusetts, the form of the actual government is the town meeting.
Yep, that's the same
thing.
And
the select board are just agents of that meeting. So it's important that, regardless of how dire straight situation is, the town meeting must be held.
By law. It has to be held by the end of June.
Yeah.
Well, you see, in Connecticut, we have the same setup. The boards of finance create the budget. They send it to the board of selectmen. They talk it over. They approve it. And then it goes to a vote. But this year in Connecticut, because all the meetings were Zoom, the board of selectmen were able, by special order of the governor, to enact the budgets by themselves without people voting on them in Connecticut.
Well, we didn't do that here. In fact, we talked about this last week. We had the Great Barrington annual meeting in the parking lot of the high school. So we spent hours going over every line of the budget.
Right.
and they did the same thing in Sheffield. I don't know how they met. Did they meet by Zoom, David, or they met in person?
No, they. It was a virtual meeting.
Yeah.
So, but in any case, they were arguing about. There was a meeting took place in the auditorium, actually, of the Mount Everett Regional High School, as it usually does. But everybody had to be seated far apart, and all the select board, of course, and everybody was wearing masks. In fact, you had to have a mask in order to be at the meeting. So there was some argument over they finally approved their share of the school spending. That was the town. Sheffield is part of a school, regional school district, and is one of five towns. And each one of those towns must approve the budget, their contribution to the school district. And Sheffield said that Sheffield had to approve it, and they did. But it was a little bit of controversy.
Well, what's a town meeting without some controversy?
Oh yeah. Well, everybody, the big issue this year is whether to defund the police or give the police the same amount. And we had the big argument in Great Barrington about, somebody brought up the idea of defunding the police or cutting out overtime or not buying the cruiser that they needed. And that was heavily debated, and it was in light of you know, the Black Lives Matter movement that just came up. You know, it came up again in Sheffield, too.
I hate the term defund police because I think they should use refund government. Rechannel where you're going to put the money. You can't,
right.
You know, in all reality, I'm a big supporter of Black Lives Matter. I think the systemic racism in this country finally is visible to people. And I think that more social programs, more programs that the police don't have to get involved in and go back to just being police like they used to be. So I think, you know, people should start using that term, refund the government. You know, because you can't have no police department. You can budget them. You can budget them differently in other things. But I think in most small towns that have police departments, they're not going to be defunded. I think
actually it should be rethink police.
Yeah.
You know, not be refunded because actually, you know, the police are given too much to do, and I know there's been discussion in New York City that, you know, are the police getting too much? And maybe it's because we're asking too much of the police. I mean, they have to be social workers and friends. And,
marriage,
you know,
counselors. They have to be all that instead of just being the regular rural cop or the regular policeman that they used to be. Yeah, it's a strange situation. And, yes, there is racism. And I think more and more people now are becoming apparent that it never really did go away. It was just hidden for a while. So. And now it's back out in the open.
Well, it wasn't hidden from the blacks.
No, but I mean, it was hidden. It was hidden by by our systemic society, which has systemic racism. I mean, it's nothing to laugh at, but unfortunately, it's true.
Right.
Well, when you talk about fireworks at the meeting,
it was really. You know, I just want to reiterate that Sheffield. I mean, there was argument. There was argument about whether to meet indoors or outdoors, and one of they met indoors, and one of the Bonnie Silvers, one of the selectmen in Sheffield, said, you know, this is endangering people to meet here, you know, and it means that older people will be reluctant to come to town meeting because they may, you know, they may be exposed to the virus. So, you know, she argued that this was discriminatory towards older people who had that health concern, and I mean that'll give you the idea of how this meeting went.
Well, right off the bat, I want to go to fireworks because, you know, you've got in your headline here, of course, there's no fireworks over the Stockbridge Bowl. All the fireworks down here have been canceled. But before we get to your story, Dutchess County did an amazing thing. And on July 4th, Dutchess County, for free, has set up at three different locations, one at the Silo Ridge Equestrian Center in Armenia, two at the stadium where the minor league games are played, and three, the Rhinebeck Fairgrounds. And you have to stay in your car. The Rhinebeck Fairgrounds can hold 3,000 cars. I think the Dutchess Stadium can hold 500 and Silo Ridge 300. And Dutchess County is paying for it. It's absolutely free because of all the different things that were canceled. But really, when you think of July 4th, I'm sorry, you have to think of Tanglewood and you have to think of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and the fireworks over that gorgeous bowl.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
In its place, we have an article that Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will be having a broadcast salute to our heroes
online. Right.
So, you know, we usually go out on our kayaks and go to the center of the bowl and watch the fireworks from there, which is really a treat, you know, to way to watch the fireworks.
Well, you guys can still do that. Just have some psychedelic mushrooms before you paddle out.
Well, I didn't know that you knew where to get them. I mean,
hey, I've been in radio for over 50 years. I know where to get all that stuff.
Yes. Well, it, with the psychedelic mushrooms, you wouldn't have to go to the bowl.
No, you wouldn't have to. It really is. I think we all now realize what we have in this area in the summertime, and I think what we probably as residents around here have taken for granted. Well, now that it's gone, there is a big hole in everybody's lives, and I'm not just talking about the people that come here to visit. I'm talking about people that just live here. There's a big hole this summer.
What can you say?
It's
just one of those situations that we all have to get through.
It is really too bad.
Speaking about psychedelics, this is really true. I'll read what you have to lead the story. And the Southern Berkshire seemed to be evolving into the marijuana capital of the region. A second store is in the works for Egremont. Right across from where most people go now, Theory Wellness on Route 7 in Great Barrington, another shop is set to open, right?
Yep.
What happened to the shop in Sheffield? They're still working?
I don't know. The pass.
Yeah, that's near you. I mean, it's important for you guys. That's right.
The pass was supposed to open. I know this was Bill Weld, or what's his name?
Bill Weld. Yeah. No, it's his son, Chris.
Yeah, Chris Weld. His nephew.
So now you're going to have two. When's the new shop opening across from Theory Wellness?
Well, they just had a meeting the other day.
They just got it approved.
Okay.
Did they get it approved? I wasn't sure.
I think that is. And, you know, the thing is that we are Great Barrington, and Southern Berkshire is becoming really the pot capital. I mean, there are probably going to be more cannabis stores than liquor stores. In fact, I think there are.
You guys can do what we used to do around here back here 25 years ago. We used to say what this area needs is a good Chinese restaurant. Well, now we have tons of different Chinese restaurants.
Yeah.
Right.
And what most people were saying in Massachusetts when they're talking about what we need is a good marijuana store. Well, guess what?
Well, I worry that they're not all going to make money. You know, I mean, they can have as many as they want, but you know, they won't necessarily make money.
Well, we are in the tri-state area.
Yeah.
So, you know, people from Connecticut, we're not juicy.
No.
I mean,
no.
You know,
New York also.
But the point is that the town makes a ton of money because they get a cut from the. From the sales,
right?
So you know, it lowers keeps the property taxes down.
Yeah, well, we'll probably still get that. I mean, because there'll be the net sales of all the stores will probably equal what one store equals.
No, I don't know.
But you know, the we drove past Theory Wellness the other day, and the line was much shorter.
Well, one thing that they noticed, and it's funny because I interviewed them and did a news story with them, so I get press releases. When they had to go to when they were able to reopen, they had to set up the system. They had to set up. They found out that was working so much better than what they had before. That they weren't really intent on switching away from it. It seemed like it just had a better flow. People parked better. I guess people had to have. They knew there was a time where they were told to come to pick up, and then the walk ups. Yes, were always the walk ups. But I think they found a way to really handle the line during the.
Yeah. Because I was worried that. People, you know, during the time that the stores were required to be closed, people had gone back to their black market dealers and didn't come back, which are, you know, who are probably cheaper, but not as safe. And that, you know, they found an alternative to Theory Wellness.
Well.
But maybe not.
Well,
just remember this, we're talking about this, this one shop that's opening, in Egremont, you know, Egremont's a small town, and on the border with New York, on Route 23, and I'm sure that you know the what they're the member the town is thinking of, and Emerald River LLC, who is putting in the into this putting in this shop, this marijuana shop, is thinking that it, you know, they're going to take advantage of the fact that it's only about, you know, it's right on the New York border, so they're going to get a lot of traffic from New York State.
That's what Sheffield is thinking too.
But you know what? There's the old saying used to go, "There's room at the inn." So
I think that's true.
Well, you know what I think is so curious here, ironic, is that you know, the towns are going to really get dependent upon the revenue from marijuana that was once regarded as, you know, such an illegal drug, you know, and so it's ironic, isn't it?
Well,
we love it.
We love it because it's
just imagine
property taxes down.
Just imagine in the states how much money now in Massachusetts and I'll include Connecticut is really dependent on the casino money they get, and now Massachusetts is dependent on pot money and also now gambling money, which they're opening up. And you go back 20 years and you would never think that town budgets would depend on marijuana and gambling.
That's right.
But they do. All right. How about now? You talk about a show. I've been following this on the BerkshireEdge.com. By the way, this is David and Marcy, and that is Great Barrington Town Meeting Part One. Great Barrington Meeting Part Two.
Right. Well, we did, and this is the parking lot meeting. Yeah. Right. I mean, we couldn't finish it. It got dark. I mean, that's the other thing that was so funny. You know, the first town meeting, I mean, we usually have them in the high schools, in the high school auditorium, and it goes on and, you know, until it's finished. But this time, it got so dark that we couldn't, and then people started to leave because there wasn't a quorum. So we had to have a recess to another night last week. So, I mean, it was quite a drama. They had it set up in the parking lot again. They had loudspeakers. They had a podium for the town moderator. It was very funny.
And
yes, and the issue of the second the second meeting was an item about proposed restructuring of the access to Lake Mansfield. That was one of the big issues, is whether the road should be one way or two ways. it was odd that we were sitting in our cars, in a parking lot, arguing this you listen to a radio station
to hear the everybody speak, yeah,
through the car speaker in order to hear the what the town fathers are saying. So it was altogether a surreal experience.
And the road remains one way.
And the road remains, yeah. So the road is pretty narrow, and they're worried about it falling into the, it is eroding, and it falls into the, it's hard to keep it stable, is what they're concerned about. Mm. But it is the town's, it's a really beautiful little recreation area, and but access to it has always been a little tricky to maintain. So, but we managed to get through that issue. That was the big issue of the meeting.
But the next issue you got, though, is, and once again, was the issue about defunding police. And, of course, that didn't happen, but that very quickly became an issue for the town meeting over just in a matter of weeks.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It did, yeah.
And it wasn't, of course, it obviously wasn't on the agenda, and it wasn't on the ballot. The police budget was on the warrant for us to vote on. But, and then some people raised this issue in the budget discussion.
But you remember that Great Barrington had a rather large and demonstration on behalf of Black Lives Matter and in protest of the killings of George Floyd, the town was very concerned about the police, police overreacting and being out of control, but that isn't true necessarily in Great with our town police budget, and our town police. In fact, as I saw it, the police were pretty actually part of the demonstration in Great Barrington. They were there to make sure the traffic went smoothly. But also, they were kind of part of the town, so was a little out of place to have this issue come up before the, but understandable, but maybe not applicable to our small town.
No, form a committee first. Have the town form a committee that includes residents and stuff like that, examine it over the course of a year.
Yeah.
Well, that was, talking about examining over the course of the year, this was something that was discussed quite a bit at the meeting because, this always happens that people come to the town meeting, they have had no participation in anything over the course of the year, and then they raise big objections for major changes in the way the budget or town activity is structured. And this time, again, this police funding, was discussed. And, somebody said, look, there are budget meetings, leading up to this. There are budget meetings. There are meetings all year where things get discussed about how the town runs. If you are interested in restructuring the town, come to the meetings ahead of, come to the meetings where this all gets planned. Don't just show up at the annual meeting and put out a proposal that takes hours to discuss, and gets sort of thrown upon the town residents at the last minute. There are meetings. I mean, the town meeting is in May, but there are budget meetings, in January and February, March and April.
But in this case, it was prompted
by what happened and all the other protests.
Yeah, it was understandable, and I thought it was handled. The people understood that.
Yeah,
I mean, this was an emotional identification with, the Black Lives Matter.
Absolutely, but there are other issues that came up that people spent a lot of time talking about, and we pay for, for vocational education. The town is required to pay for vocational education, and if you don't offer that education in the town, you have to pay for a student to go to another town, and. That becomes expensive, not so much for the tuition, but you're also required to provide transportation.
All right.
And, one of the issues that came up is the transportation costs more than the tuition.
Well,
so, that was a big discussion. Why don't we have these vocational programs in our town so we don't have to pay $80,000 a year to transport two students to the next town?
All right. Well, we are out of time. We're flat out of time.
Oh, no.
Well, the good thing about this is we can tell people all these stories and more every day at theberkshireedge.com.
Yes.
That's right.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July, you guys.
And remember, paddle
Celebrate
out.
Celebrate the Constitution.
Go to Theory of Wellness and paddle out in that lake anyways. All right, guys. Have a happy 4th.
Yeah. What a great idea.
Yeah.
Bye. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. That is this week. Berkshire Edge on air on Robin Hood Radio.